We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show, and we are live as the Bucks are set to beat the Orlando Magic tonight. I come to you live on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream just a few seconds before the game is actually over because the Magic just took a performative timeout. This game should have been over. I was like, racing home from CBS, and then I was hitting every red light and I was getting very irritated, and then now I get home and the game just will not end. So Bucks are going to beat the Magic. That is pretty much locked in. Magic just hit a three, so now it's a 4-point game. So Jesus, this is a game that is closer than I think it needed to be. You know, the Magic are a worthy opponent. I think a lot of us think the Magic are the same crappy team they've always been. Maybe the team that we were so confident that we would destroy them that we were willing to forfeit a game in the bubble. Yes, it was for a cause they believed in, but also they realized that they were playing against the Magic and they did not care if they were going to give a game in that series. So Magic are a little bit better than that, but the Bucks do come away. Hey. 118 to 114. The Bucks come away with a victory. Fuck yeah. All right. There are some comments coming in. Obviously, I unveiled a dirty little secret. I didn't know for like much longer than anybody else. I knew maybe one extra week than anybody else that I will be joining CBS Sports full-time. The show is going to be aired from 9 p.m. Central to 1 a.m. Central, so it'll be a totally different shift than I'm used to, for sure. But I'm excited to get it going. I think it works perfectly. I can see my kid. The thing that it changes a little bit is probably how much I'm able to do this pod. I will still keep the pod. I will still do the pod. But what am I doing right now? I'm doing a post game show. And it's 9:37. I would be on the air. So what am I going to do? Am I going to do a post game show? You want to do a post game show at 1 a.m? Some of you probably crazy knuckleheads would. You want to do a post game show during the commercial breaks? I guess we could do a whole bunch of things. Alex is groined up for my move. I appreciate that. Jake R says, "Congrats! Late night Taco Bell runs will be legendary." No, I'm going to try to, I hope there's some positives lifestyle change out of this too. I'm not going to come home at 1:30 and then make a captain. That would be insane. So maybe a little less of the boozy. The food, if I can eat dinner, maybe 6:30, work, get home, sleep, wake up. Did I just accidentally intermittent fast? That could help me. So I'm just trying to be a better man. Test user wants to know if this is the national basement. Not yet. I do hope to build somewhat of a studio down here. I got a lot of problems with this basement. There's wires and pipes, and I live in an old house, 100 plus years. So got to make sure everything works and is up to code. Tom sends his congrats and condolences for the new schedule. I think the schedule's a pro. I think the schedule's going to be a pro. It is going to be a pro. What I've been doing the last couple of nights, though, is I've been like ass tired. And then I think, okay, what time is it? It's got to be like midnight. 8:32. I wouldn't have even started the shift by now. That's pretty bonkers. Bucky Boyd, we national. We are. We. So tonight, Nick called. I had Austin call. Look, we're going to be at 150 affiliates across the country every night. If you're awake, or if you're awake, I read something that said weak. If you're awake, I see no reason why there can't be a Winkler versus Takeover. Brian says, give it 2 weeks. 1 a.m. is the perfect time for a drink. Fridays, maybe Fridays. But I'm going to at least try to have a healthier lifestyle in this one. Some other notes I wanted to say. We can talk some Bucks. We can talk some Packers. Wherever you'd like to go. The Brewers did make a trade. Adrian Hauser and Tyrone Taylor are out. I was doing the show with Ryan Hickey on CBS, and I was trying to tell him, because he's a Mets fan, I was trying to tell him about the kind of guys that he's getting. And I said, Adrian Hauser is going to have, there's going to be at least one game where he goes 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, and you're going to think, is this really our guy? Could this be our guy? And then he's going to get shelled the next game, and he'll miss about a month and a half. He will also not be that good. He's a fourth or five starter. And then there's going to be Tyrone Taylor, who that scrappy son of a gun. How many times do we think Tyrone Taylor was off that baseball team? And he always found a way. So a good fourth or fifth starter, a good fourth or fifth outfielder. David Stearns clearly liked those two guys because he traded for them. We got some guy, Coleman Crowe. That's not a real guy. That's the name of a movie that James Vanderbeek stars in, and he's like the pitcher in a small town. Coleman Crowe is not a real person. We got fleeced. We got a movie star. We did not get a real baseball man. And then they also signed a catcher, Eric Haase, is how I think you pronounce his name. I've never known, so I've never said it. That's the first time I've said it. My guy Mike Danger out in Rochester says, proud of you, looking forward to hearing you. Late nights in Rochester. Mike, the next time I'm out your way or vice versa, I now owe you a drink. Saw him at the Sabres game. Sabres beat the Blackhawks that night. I sat two rows behind Alan Lazard. That was fun. Cardio Farm sends his congrats as well, and I appreciate that. Oh, I said Haase right. Thank you, Andrew. I did not know. I'm not picking my producer. My producer is an A-plus gentleman and human being. And it's the producer of the show, but he's going to be, you're going to hear a lot from him. David Shepard's going to be his name. It already is his name. I'm very excited to work with him. David is a pro's pro, and I'm so eager to see what we can kind of come up with. So that means no Tim Shea. Tim Shea is not also coming with me. He would actually have to move to New York, which I don't think he would want to do. And he would have to operate a board, which I don't think he knows how to do. So, no Tim Shea. Joe says he used to listen to late night CBS Sports Radio while rolling through Taco Bell on the way home from work trips. It's basically foretold the future. A lot of Taco Bell references. A lot of Taco Bell references. Chad says, going to miss the daily podcast and live post games. Having said that, don't be a foreigner. No one wants to talk Bucks, huh? No one wants to talk Bucks. Okay. So I'm still working out how the show will go. I think the biggest thing that made the show a success was you guys, the sponsors. Obviously, I mean, I'm talking in my basement to my computer if nobody joins and nobody listens and nobody interacts. It couldn't be more obvious. I don't know how some people in this business don't realize that. I am talking to myself if people don't listen and interact. How do you not realize that? So I'm not ever taking any of this for granted. Ever, ever, ever. You can't. If you do, your brain does not function right. You are talking and people are listening and engaging. I mean, I'm literally talking to the ring light in my basement right now. But through the medium, there's an audience. You can't ever take that for granted. If you do, I just don't understand how you can. I really, really don't. So an obvious thank you. I talked to a lot of you guys. I can't. People sponsor my show, and none of you had to do any of this. But I think what, from my perspective, from my angle, what I then provided was at least something routine, a daily thing. And I am going to lose the daily aspect of that, which I do apologize for. You can still get the podcast from the late night show, but I understand it's not the same. But that, you know, that I'm going to miss out on. I do want to do like a once a week, sometime live thing. I would like to do that. Paul and Grant and I are talking about how we can continue that. Still some other stuff as it comes up, but like a post game show like this against the Magic, I'll be working. Adam Roberts, tip of the cap, old friend, former WMCM mate. We didn't intersect, but we did at the Fan. UWL Eagle flying high. Adam Roberts, Rob Roberts. Roberts doing well for himself. Yesterday he was Zach Gelb. Now he's Zachary Gelb. Did you change your name or is this an imposter? Either way, that's weird. MLB Network semi-insider. I'm doing full-time on CBS Sports Radio starting January 1. So after the college football playoff games or even during, I'll be on. I'm so happy to be on that day because when Michigan kicks the shit out of Alabama, I can brag about how Florida State should have been in. Yeah, a lot of you guys, if you guys have commented about one thing with the pod, it's been that you want the Grant and Paul segment to continue. And I don't have any problem with that. I think those guys are tremendous. And it's some of the best hour of content that I've done or that I feel like I've done or have been a part of. All right. If you guys want to join, feel free. Everybody's being shy. I know we had boots on the ground tonight. I'm also trying to keep my eye on this football game because Alvin Kamara is fucking me over. And perhaps you guys as well. Bucks 118 to 114, beating the Magic. Magic, again, are a good team. Are they a contender? Are they a pretender? I don't think they're going to be there in the end. There's going to have to be somebody that's the fourth spot when it comes to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think Boston, obviously, they have their struggles. They haven't lost at home, but they're also very good. So we've had our struggles, but we're also very good. The Sixers, I do think, are for real. I think the Sixers are going to be for real. And then I don't know who, like, is fourth in the East. We could be looking at the Knicks. They lost Mitchell Robinson. The Heat, no. The Pacers keep losing. The Cavs. Well, maybe it is the Magic. Maybe it's the Magic. Maybe that's a semifinal team. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure who else. Oh, Gelb's in his Odyssey email. That's nice. Can you leave voicemails just for fun? Keep leaving them. I'll use them as part of the shows. Keep leaving them. Hot Take Jake was at the game.
Yes, I was.
Look at you strong.
Yeah, I'm walking right now to try to see if my car got towed or not. I'm pretty sure it was parked illegally, but we'll see what happens.
Where'd you park?
Over by Kohl's, by the Hilton there. So like
brand new downtown Kohl's.
Yeah, it has a sign that says detour and, you know, not for through access, but it's always open there, so I just do it anyways.
Well, I either park on Cherry Street or I park by Red Arrow Park. A little bit of a walk either way, but that's where I park.
Yeah, and a night like tonight, it's not bad. But I don't know if like a mid-January game, that's not necessarily the place to be.
Are you alone? Did you go by yourself?
Yes. Yeah, I bought a sit. No. I went with a friend, longtime friend, big-time Bucks fan. I try to get him onto this podcast, but he's a little analytical. I don't think a lot of the Winkler verses probably sharp enough to kind of follow along with him, but he's a good dude. Shout out to the
Admiral. We don't count higher than 15 on this show.
No.
Now I want to hear from this guy.
I know, right? It's.
Well, do you think he's smarter than us?
Kinda, yeah.
What does he go? Does he break down net rating?
Well, he knows the NBA's collective bargaining agreement, like top to bottom.
Is he the Ken Ingles of Bucks?
Kind of, yeah. That's a good comparison.
Well, get him on here.
All right. Christ, jeez.
Fuck. Well, now it's too late.
And now we can't swear anymore on this show. Now it's all got to be PG. Congratulations. I know I sent you a text before, but I want to bring it up on the stream that it's nice to see good things happen to good people and people that work hard. And you deserve this and a lot more. So this is just the beginning, my friend.
Well, to be fair, you don't know that I'm a good person. You just know what I project.
That's true. You make me feel good.
You don't know what I'm doing when the camera goes off.
Yeah. Well, that's our private sessions. Don't worry about it.
Tim's Fork, Mike, and Mrs. Fork are happy. Thank you.
Mrs. Fork.
Paul says his favorite memory of the podcast has been when Sparky was on and said, "I can't do this." Brandon's confused about where I'm going. I'm not moving. I'm on CBS Sports Radio right now sometimes. Now I'm going to be on more times. But it's going to be at the same time every day. And it's going to be 9 p to 1 a.m., which is going to make doing this daily hard, if not impossible.
Well, you know what's funny about Sparky being on there too? Is he ended up bailing and he was like, "I can't do this." But he was literally just mad that people were giving you money. It's like, what a hater.
Yeah, that was fun. I appreciated getting money.
Well, and I appreciated the troll job from the Winklerverse that as soon as Sparky said something, everybody just jumped in.
Yeah, I didn't hate that at all. None of that bothered me.
So, can I talk about the game?
Yeah.
All right, so I like Orlando. They're pesky. They play really, really good defense, and it's not their year.
Hey,
but
tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Oh, I'll turn my turn signal off. That's safe. Sorry. But no, they're still lacking like a true guy that's going to get you wins in the playoffs, but they'll be a tough out for the first round. You know, they may pick up a game, but they're not going to be easy wins. So I like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bucks looked kind of lethargic tonight. Again, it's going to take me a long time to get used to Dame's body language because I don't know. He just never looks happy out there. He always looks kind of sulky. And tonight it looked like Giannis kind of joined him a little bit. So, you know, the conspiracy mind.
One thing you need to remember is that these guys, you're watching these guys at work, like literally working. These guys, this is their job.
That's true, but I just
you're not always happy at your job.
Giannis is my good time boy. I want to see him smile. You know. You know what I am right now? I'm like that creepy old dude with the waitress. "Oh, you should smile more." Anyways, I got a Packers take.
Let's hear it.
All right. I don't want judgmental Bart here. I want contemplative Bart. I want Bart the analyst. And I think I'm about to blow your mind. Okay.
All right. Well, then I would like to cover my face because I don't want to react. I don't want my reaction either verbally or facially to affect you in any way.
And it may take a minute for you to stew on this. So I'll get out what I have to get out. And then I really want you to think about it. All right. So I have been obviously in the camp that LaFleur is not the guy. Bart, you used to be. I don't know what changed. But I've said, yes, Joe Barry, he should be fired, but that's not the problem. The problem is bigger than that, and it's Matt LaFleur. But a lot of times I'll hear people such as Tony from Texas say, "Well, who do you want? Who are you going to get that would be better?" Like, I don't know. It feels like a straw man thing. Like, something, a way to get out of trying to make an actual point. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, I don't know who I would want yet. It's still, we've got to get the idiot out of there now, regardless. But anyway,
I will interject. That's my, the house is burning analogy.
Yes, exactly. I was trying to get what analogy that was. Thank you.
Yeah. If your house is on fire, don't look up on Zillow where you're going to move. Just get the fuck out of the house.
Yes. And that's where I'm at with LaFleur. Now, I put it out there. I think after the end of the season, he should be let go. That's one of the reasons why I don't mind the losses. But I have a way. We don't have to fire him. Okay. And in this scenario, Joe Barry's probably not even going to get fired. But I have figured out who the long-term head coach of the Green Bay Packers is. So here's what we do.
John Gruden.
We go into next year. It's a lame duck year for LaFleur. Let him bring back Joe Barry. He's not going to want to fire him. You know, he doesn't have that in him. They'll do their mediocre 7-win thing, just like they're going to do this year. So he can waste another year. Great. He's gone. We're moving on. Nobody gets fired. His contract just expires. We're moving on. Who is the next head coach of the Green Bay Packers? Who? Okay. He goes by the name of Aaron fucking Rodgers. Hear me out, okay? He has to get a year playing under his belt because he needs to concede and come to terms with the fact that Father Time is undefeated. It's his time. Whoa, I lost you. It is time to go after next year, after a shitty year with the Jets. Now, why on earth would he be the head coach of the Green Bay Packers? Because of his ego. And being a head coach, there is no better job in the world for somebody that's an egomaniac. Think about it. He comes back to Green Bay. All the fans love him. He gets to once again control the ballless, nutless media that will just bow to his every whim. He gets to have his weekly press conferences. It's always about him. On top of that.
All right. The comments are shutting you down.
No. I don't care. I've thought about it.
The comments are shutting you down.
Every time I think about it, gets better.
The comments are shutting you down.
Well, the needs of many are, fuck that. I don't care. I'm right.
Who is bad?
Tell me Jake? I'm wrong.
Jake, thank you for being a part of my life.
I love you, brother.
Love you. Who is bad take Jake going to spew this BS to once you're gone? Oh, Jesus Christ. We can't end the show listening to Hot Take Jake. Now we have to tank next year as well. What the fuck? What are we doing here? Gelb says, I don't trust this guy driving a car with this take. I don't want ego in my life anymore. Brew Crew is back on the Hot Take Jake train. Tyler, he's making Bart want to quit early. This motherfucker saved the hottest take for the last show. This is why I quit listening to sports talk. No, but I do enjoy that Rodgers is alienating a whole nother fan base. I do appreciate that. Everybody is finding out that it's all... And I brought up again what I've said before. Aaron Rodgers is my age. And I know a lot of people my age. Hold on. I know a lot of people my age. And I know a lot that are married with kids. And their concerns are like, how's my kid doing at school? What do you want to do Friday night? Just normal human concerns. Roger's 39-year-old single guy. Like, the 39-year-old guy that I know that's single is sending me images of movies and TV shows to show that predictive programming has been in Hollywood forever. Like, Hollywood's telling us what the government's going to do. So, there's 40-year-old and married. This is a cowherd take, but I believe it. There's 40-year-old and whatever.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eric says, what a way to go if this is your last show. This is not, I know it's got a last show feel of like the podcast iteration. I'm still doing this. I'm just like not jumping on after Bucks Magic. I don't know, but I get it. I know. I'm $5 from Ryan. If Matt LaFleur is the problem, then Goody caused the problem. That will be a $5 donation to the Toby Altizer.
What's going on, Bart?
Thanks for being here, Tobes.
Absolutely. Congratulations, dude. I guess I'll have something to do from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. now.
Was that really lacking in your life, you crazy son of a bitch?
It kind of was. I'm not a late-night NBA guy, so I'm just usually sitting there. I mean, you know my usual go-to. I was watching Friends.
Oh, yeah, Friends making a comeback now that one of them's dead.
Well, I mean, I was always watching Friends, but thanks for
that. That was a really hard one. I still can't believe it.
Yeah, it really sucks. But, yeah, congrats, dude. If you ever need a Washington sports guest or whatever from 10P to 2A, I'm pretty much always open or pretty much always up. So
I still got a five-hour show on Friday or Saturday that I'm doing, if there's anything you can think of to talk about.
I'm doing like 2.5 hours on Saturday, so I would join you. Maybe we just do a joint show for like a half hour.
Ooh, that'd be good. Actually, they always try to do that with us in Dallas, and like it was always a disaster. I hated doing that shit. Because we connect to their Comrex, they connect to ours. They'd be like in charge, and then we'd just be like the little fucking shit on us.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not fun.
Hated that.
It's not fun being the little brother.
Did you catch Jake's take that he wants Rodgers to be the coach?
No, I did not catch that, and I don't think that's a great one. But
oh, yeah. Again, like this is not. So I've been cranking out a daily show every day for a year and 5 months. Year and 4 months. So that format is changing. Because I have a real job now.
Do you need to just have like a filler, like a Tuesday and Thursday Washington update Bart Winkler show podcast that people in Wisconsin won't care about a lick of what I'm saying, but just want to hear my voice? Do you need that?
Yeah, you want to do a show under my banner?
Heck yeah, man. I'd always do a show under your banner.
I was gonna go to Tim and say, Tim Shea, would you like my show to do every day? And I thought about that, and then I quickly never thought about it again. So we have a gentleman here that would like to join by the name of Doug Hype. And here he is.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love this show so much. I've always meant to jump in and pop in, but like, man, like Wisconsin sports fans are the fucking best. And I actually work with Cheesehead TV a bit and do stuff like that, and I'm do influencer stuff, whatever, content creation. But I love the controversy with Matt LaFleur and the DC and stuff, but I think we should probably keep Matt and get Joe Barry the hell out of here. Which side are you on the fence of you are you on now, Bart?
For who?
For Matt LaFleur.
LaFleur, I still don't know that he can win us a Super Bowl.
So you think he's more of an offensive coordinator?
I think he's more like a wide receiver coach, quite honestly.
The one thing that gets me is his like his emotions during the like halftime in the middle of the game, and I'm like, are you not an adult sometimes? You know what I mean? Like sometimes I feel like there needs to be a little bit more like leadership shown. I feel like,
but then I also see sometimes he's in the locker room and these guys are rallying the fuck around him.
They do.
So,
well, what's his name down in Miami's kind of got that down a little bit, right? But if you look at his like his team meetings, like he's in charge for, you know, that dude's in charge. He's, you know, he's like this little guy. He's like, he's got those dudes like whipped into shape.
Yeah. McDaniel, I think that he's very good. With LaFleur, can he win a Super Bowl? He's had a guy that was very close with Rodgers and they couldn't win then. So I'm thinking if he can't win with Rodgers, is he going to win with Love? No offense to Love, but Rodgers was MVP 2 years in a row. And it was dumb decisions. I mean, guy got made fun of on fucking Jeopardy. LaFleur did.
The question, though, is that, like, is there a prime candidate out there, right? Like, I know there's the whole fire in the house thing, but I'm just really curious because – we had this awesome lineage of coaches, right? Mike Holmgren, and then they kind of got messed up. And then we went into, Mike McCarthy, and that turned out fairly well. And now maybe Matt LaFleur is the equivalent of, like, you know, the in-between bridge. It's just not working out. I'm not sure, though.
I don't know. I think, like, LaFleur, at the beginning of the year, I just kept seeing the same issues that I had with him. But they turn it around. It, you know, the season goes different. If they lose to Detroit and Kansas City, we're like, but then they beat the Giants and the Buccaneers, and now we're like, okay, we got a shot. They just lost the games that they should have won and vice versa. I think LaFleur, his problem is, well, one of the problems is it's this Barry thing. Like, if he's waiting till the end of the year, that's one thing. But you got to – I'm not 100% sure that he knows Joe Barry's the problem. Like, I've said this before. He knows his defense needs fixing.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen, unless he could be doing a good job, whatever. It doesn't seem like he thinks Joe Barry's the part of that problem.
No. And Joe Barry doesn't think he's the problem either. Right. Yeah. Like Joe Barry's like, I had one.
Barry knows his ass is toast. Barry's like, how the fuck am I still here? Barry's probably like, all right, honey. We can go to your in-law. We can go to the in-laws for Christmas. I ain't going to be working. And then suddenly he is still.
But his comment of he's like, well, I had one bad game. And it's just like, dude, no. Like the Onion literally thinks that you don't know how to play defense at all. Like, you know, like how to even like line up your cornerbacks.
So I got Toby here. I got Doug Hype. I got Tony from Texas, who I think Doug Hype is what Tony thinks he looks like.
Toby looks like what I look like when I don't have the glasses and the fur coat on. So, wait, yeah, it's probably true.
I thought this was comedian Doug Hope. Who is this guy?
Doug Hope.
Yeah. Doug Stanhope?
Is it like a Bob Hope?
Oh, Doug Stanhope. That's who it is. Yeah, Doug Stanhope.
Doug Stanhope.
So, Bart, big career boost. I don't know who you owe it all to. Maybe Zach Gelb. Maybe Ron from Rome. Maybe Jim the psychiatrist or life coach, whoever that was. But from, you know, Miami. What? Yeah, you fought through all the pain, the rigors, the grind. Congratulations, my man. I know people have been patting you on the back, but you know what? You put your head down and you did it, man. So congratulations. I'm glad you're going mainstream. Now, are you going to be on Sirius Satellite too? I believe there are CBS is on Sirius.
Yeah, Sirius 158.
Thank you. I do have that channel. Thank you. Awesome.
But sometimes I turn it on and it's a voice going like, tonight. Programming number 7 Alabama against number 8 Arizona. I don't know who the fuck.
We got to change that. Okay, yeah, Joe Barry. Right. Yeah, Joe Barry's got to go, but what was Jake actually serious with that Rodgers take, or is this just like sarcasm or something? What was he doing there?
I got a message from Jake earlier that said, post game tonight, I found the solution for the Packers. No one has thought of this yet.
Can he be the GM coach at the same time? Because that'd be great. Just let him take over.
No, you don't want that. Ron Rivera's not here. He sucks. You don't want GM and coach.
It's just that Rodgers wants to be the GM coach. He always, you know, he wants to be that guy. I'm not saying he definitely should not.
And let me just say, I am so shocked as someone that has had Joe Barry coach his team's defense that Joe Barry is being wanted to run out of town. Like, I'm so shocked that that happened. Joe Barry was terrible here. He's never been good.
How the guy was a coordinator on an 0-16 team.
And that's what I don't understand. Like, there is something to be said. I forget who it was talking about. I forget what team, but someone on a podcast brought up a good point. Like, the reason that you go and get your buddies to be your coaches, like, obviously it's comfortability, but you also understand you're given the same message, right? Like, if you're saying we need to be running cover three, like, there's different variations of cover three. So if you get a dude that's coaching the linebackers to do it this way, and you're trying to have them do it this way, so you're not in sync, that's how you run into problems. So I understand, like, you need to have guys that are all on the same page. But the problem is, I don't need everybody on the same page with a guy on a defense that sucks. I need to go find somebody that's good at defense, and then he can bring his buddies in.
Toby, I don't know how you lost McVay and Shanahan. Who else was on that tree?
Well, okay, Shanahan didn't like here because they fired his dad. So that one's you can be mad about. Sean McVay, that one I'm frustrated about because he had Kirk Cousins almost throw for 5,000 yards. So that one doesn't make any sense. But all the LaFleurs, what was he, like a quarterback coach? He's not getting promoted to head coach. Mike McDaniel, he wasn't going to be promoted. I mean, Bobby Slowick was even here. He's not going to get promoted. The other one that I'd be frustrated with, there's two guys, McVay and Kevin O'Connell. Those are the two I'm mad about.
That's up there at the Holmgren coaching tree, Toby.
Oh, I got some breaking baseball news, which is fitting because I fucking hate baseball.
Get ready to talk Yankees Red Sox, Bart.
Yamamoto is headed to the Dodgers.
Oh, we're shocked after hearing he might be going to the Rams game tonight with Shohei. I mean, I could not have seen that coming.
Talking Baseball says it's a decision, or it's more than $300 million.
Also, does it not show you how much of a little brother the Angels are to the Dodgers that Shohei's been in L.A. this whole time, and now he's going to Rams games, and they're acting like he's a new celebrity? He's been in L.A. the whole time.
It's like an hour drive, Toby. Come on.
I've been there. I understand. But, like, they're still called the Los Angeles Angels, and they're not claimed by anyone.
Well, we're all acting like he's, like, going to a big market team. He's in L.A.
Fuck? It's literally just up the freeway.
Why is baseball changing from 20 seconds to 18 seconds?
I don't know.
I try to wonder what is, God, I just don't even like saying the word baseball. What is the goal of baseball? What do they want? Do they want to crown a champion at the end of the year that's most deserving? No. Do they want to put out the most entertaining product that they can for people that are fans? No. Do they want to fill inventory? Yes.
They want to sell big hot dogs.
Yeah, big fucking juicy ones.
Well, and the problem is they've done such a poor job marketing, right? I mean, the NBA's done an incredible job with it. The NFL is just so big and everyone loves football so much. So I think they've done a good job of it as well. But the problem is baseball fell so far behind that now they're going to an extreme to get the people that, you know, my generation that don't love baseball. So they're trying to draw all these people in with the so-called short attention spans and everything. And so what they're doing in turn is they're like, well, screw you, old dude that's loved baseball your entire life. I don't care about you. I'm trying to draw a new audience. So it sucks. Like, you know, if basketball had to come up with new things, like, they wouldn't have to alienate their audience as much because they have a bigger audience. Baseball is like, we have to get a new audience so badly that we don't even care about our current audience.
And I say, Toby, we live in a society that's boom, 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 go, go, go.
Yes.
It's kind of nice gratification. To just have a... It's kind of nice to sit back and just kind of watch a game develop in front of you and take in a game, or, you know, have a glass of whiskey and watch, you know, sip on one as you watch a contest that's not mildly entertaining and you can leave the room for and miss innings at a time. It doesn't have to be all go, 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 yes, yes, yes. And Manfred's trying to make it that way. And I don't know. And it's not, I don't know. Like, I think as somebody who's at the game, someone's at the game, they're like, oh, I just sat down in my seat. What the fuck? It's the seventh inning. Why is there all these clocks?
Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite games I've been to, I couldn't tell you anything that happened in the game, right? Like, you're just sitting there chilling. That's why,
if they just listened to me and did an NFL schedule where every team plays 17 games and you schedule it like football, it'd be the biggest fucking sport in the world.
Once a week.
Well,
it'd be huge. It'd be huge, Toby.
You're rolling through pitchers. It's gonna be even worse. It's gonna be like 5-hour games. You're making pitching changes like game seven every single week.
We'd be like, oh, who's on Thursday night baseball tonight? We'd watch all the teams. We'd be hooked.
I live in Denver where nobody goes to the Rockies games to watch the game. They go there to party, hang out in the sunshine, have a good time, just kick back with their friends, and it works out pretty good. But the team's never going to be good.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need the game to be shorter to enjoy that. Like, just let me go hang out. Like, there's nothing better than going to a baseball game with someone you love or just a friend or whatever and just hanging out and talking, and the baseball game's going on and it gets to the seventh inning and it's a close game and now you're into the game. But there's nothing better than just sitting there, you know, and just kind of enjoying being at the ballpark.
They've literally built above right field. They have like literally like a bar, like row of like just bars up there. Like you're out on the street and everyone just goes there. And then they look down at the game for a little bit. They're like, oh, guy just threw a ball, and everyone has a good time. And it's sunny here and it's fun. But like people on the radio hate it because the team's never going to be good because they don't have to worry about attendance because people just go there to have, you know, a good time. They don't care if the team wins.
We got a professional reset. Tony from Texas. This Doug Hype guy who I couldn't have created in my wildest dreams.
They claim that I'm Hot Take Jake's friend, the one he's talking about. And also, there's a lot of cool takes in this in the chats right now.
And from CBS Sports Radio, Zach Gelb.
Let's go.
What's going on, Bart?
Gelby.
Toby. Tony. Guy I don't know named Doug. What's happening?
What's up?
You know what? I kind of want to join Doug here real quickly. Let's go some shades here.
There we go.
Let's try to look.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do this for Bart, man. Bart's getting this gig, man. And like, I had to go jump in this show and just hang out with you guys because this is what it's all about.
For sure. There's nothing like Wisconsin sports fans. There's nothing like them. The passion's crazy.
Well, I lived in Colorado where like people act like they kind of know sports or they're like football fans and stuff, but it ain't the same, man. Like, even the Packer-Bronco game was like half Packer fans, if not more, here.
Gel, did you get Bart this job? Be honest.
Now I look like a douchey agent, honestly. No, I did not get Bart this job. I just, when the whole thing happened with 1250, I said I want Bart filling in for me, and I think we should use Bart more. And I thought Bart was very talented, and management listened. And then Bart got a bunch of opportunities, and from there he landed it into a Monday through Friday gig. It's great. Well, I think it's a great addition for our network.
And then next thing you know, I'm giving Gelb 15% of my check.
Yeah.
Bart, I only said I wanted 7%, but if you want to give me 15%, that's fine.
That was very nice of you.
Bart, do you have a statement you want to give to Carver, High, and Pharrell by chance?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay.
We had an incident years ago with Pharrell and Carver High.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, Scott Farrell's one of my favorite, like,
I love
people
Pharrell,
on the planet.
There is a drop that I would constantly play of him making fun of me, saying, I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler. Well, I was going after Carver. He was being a real douche about the Celtics.
Gotcha. That sounds like Carver.
And then Pharrell jumped in. And then we had a nice back and forth, and then they bowed out because he thought I was trying to jump, like use him to climb some ladder, when I thought it was just great affiliate syndication relation. But
yeah.
Who am I to fucking know?
Yeah, well, but like if you recall, a Horvat, you know, took a swing at me when I first got there, and I saw it on some tweets.
Thank God he did.
Horvat, And he went right into my DMs. He was like, oh, no, I listened to the show. I love the show. I wasn't actually taking a shot at you. I was doing some shtick. And I was like, I'm not actually mad because, like you said, it's good work with the affiliates and it creates funny content.
Gelb, do you know who's Rick from Oshkosh is by chance?
No, who's that?
The fucking
no, see, Tony's too. Tony gets too comfortable. You know, he gets too comfortable on these streams, and then he asks these questions.
Rick from Oshkosh.
But I have no clue who the heck that is.
Rick from Oshkosh died before Gelb took over that night spot. There's no way Gelb knows who fucking Rick from Oshkosh is.
Rick was a legend,
but listener.
Yeah.
He was gone before I came back to produce, right? I feel like I knew him from when I interned.
No, Rick from Oshkosh. I mean, RIP. I miss Rick every day.
I loved Rick, yeah.
He actually died?
Oh, yeah, he's dead, yeah.
Or he just, like, dropped off the face of the earth and you haven't heard from him? Do we know he's confirmed dead, deceased?
I got a confirmation that he passed away, yes.
Have you gone to the cemetery, the graveyard site?
The set.
That's a good point, Zach.
You know, if you really cared about him, you go pay your respects.
Yeah, that is true.
The cemetery.
I feel like this is some inside joke that I just don't get.
No, it's
not. No, it's not. It's just a guy that was funny and we miss him and he's dead. It's sad.
Gotcha.
How much are you going to talk about Yamamoto tomorrow? I assume you're in tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
12-year deal. 325. 12 years.
Are those the actual numbers? I saw it was like 300 million, Curry was saying. Is that a
official? Yeah, Passon's got 12 for 325.
I can't see that tweet. Jeff Passon blocked me, so I wouldn't get that on my timeline.
Well, I can still see it, but Jeff Passon did scold me in an email once.
How'd that happen? You get blocked. How'd you get blocked?
So Craig Carden, who's a legendary New York radio host, had called Jeff Passon a weasel. And it was right before Lindor, after he got traded to the Mets, they were waiting to see if that contract was going to get signed, the long-term extension. And Jeff Passon tweeted out 20 minutes before the actual extension did go down, it's not happening. The Mets are not getting the extension done. And then 20 minutes later, it does. So all I did was I saw the tweet that the deal was done and I tagged Craig and I even tagged Passon. I just said, looks like your buddy Jeff Passon was right on this one. And then a few weeks later, there was big baseball news and I can't see it. And I went on a different, you know, I went on the CBS account on Twitter and I was like, oh, this is from Passon. And then I went on my account to Passon's account and it was like, oh, you're blocked. So
that's fantastic.
He's a little sensitive guy.
Speaking of Twitter, why did I just get a notification tonight that Tony from Texas followed me? Have you not been following me?
No, I followed you. Maybe
I just got it one.
You have two accounts, though. I don't know. Maybe the other one I wasn't.
Were you not following Tony?
No. I have always followed Bart.
Tony, I'll follow Tony into the depths of
Rick. Tony Cemetery. Feels like the guy. If you're not following him, he'll unfollow you.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, and then refollow you.
Yeah.
Well, I've done that.
Move. No, Bart's got two accounts, and he swapped them out, and I didn't know which one was which.
Oh, yeah. I also didn't realize that. I always thought Winx Thinks was your original account.
And I then switched like a month ago.
It. Yeah, I was switched. Okay. That's what it was.
Because on every other platform where you can follow me on Threads and Blue Sky, I'm Bart Winkler. I can't get Bart Winkler on Twitter, but I can get Bart Winkler show. So I just said, you know what? I'm just going to switch. Gotcha. And I think it'll be easier now to tell people, hey, Bart Winkler show, instead of, hey, follow me at Wink Stinks.
Oh, to answer your original question, by the way, I'll probably spend like 2 minutes on Yamamoto tomorrow. That's about it.
Oh, I got a new question. So I'm going to rebrand the podcast. What should I name it?
You
come up with a new name.
The Bill Michaels podcast?
CBS Sports Bart Winkler podcast.
Toby always loves the Bill Michaels reference.
Well, I love it because I stay as far away from any sort of controversy as possible. So I love it when other people do it for me.
Gotcha. The station that he's on airs us.
Oh, great. So I love Bill Michaels then. Great
I will be on Bill's station. I will be on as many hours a day as he is.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please spend 4 hours? Remember when you spent that full hour doing it the one time?
I made it 20 minutes where I did 20 minutes as Bill Michaels. Oh, that's before Mitch called the hotline to shut it down.
And you said, I think I might lose my job.
That was a good show, though.
Yeah. Oopsie. Hey, our guy's here. Shookery Writes is in. Hey, thanks for the thanks up or heads up or thank you. Yeah, Yamamoto. Fuck. Baseball sucks.
Well, it's also I think the fascinating part is all these owners went after Steve Cohen for spending all this money and they freaked out about the luxury tax. And now, because Ohtani defers all this money and they lower the luxury tax, it makes it easier for them to go get Yamamoto. You know, that's what I thought was interesting.
Well, okay, to counter your point, though, guys, the Dodgers have won how many World Series the last 10 years?
One.
And does that even count?
Why? Because it was a COVID World Series?
Yeah, 2020. It was at the
Yeah, it counts.
It's still.
Do you like my Lakers take that they only win with LeBron in tourist destinations?
It's a good point.
They won in Vegas and a fucking theme park, man.
But the point is, Zach, Toby's Nationals have as many World Series as the Dodgers have.
That's right.
Yeah, sure. But they also just signed the two biggest free agents of the last decade.
But here's where the argument's just bullshit. Like, if the Brewers won that World Series in 2020, is any Brewers fan saying, ah, that World Series doesn't
count? No, hey, Gel, but I am glad they won it. The Bucks won in 2021 because 2020, no.
Me too. Me no too.
No one would have counted that.
Uh-uh.
Bart,
you're right.
Chairs up.
Hey, Bart wouldn't be allowed to line up chairs at that time in history, right? Honestly.
You can still get the Tupelo Honey and get the Bart Winkler VIP menu.
Ooh.
Oh my God. That looks like a pamphlet that you hand out at a funeral.
It really does.
I thought you made that to like mourn this podcast or something like that, since it won't be every day.
The podcast lived for 10 days. There was a great moment. God. I was at the in-season tournament. You can get an appetizer, some of my favorites from Tupelo Honey, or a dessert. For free.
Gotcha. I was going to say, they already, made that in the reservation, they already made that pamphlet for you once they fire you after 10 days and they bring in Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to do the show from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Jeez. Come on, yeah. Bart.
Is there a pool at the office when I'm going to fucking sabotage myself and be unemployed again?
No, because I think they know what they're getting. And also, it's like, you're not in the New York City studio, so if you decide to lock yourself in a studio naked once again, we don't have to see it.
They know what they're getting. What the fuck does that mean?
They know what you're about.
They know what they're getting. Are they getting the fried pickles?
Once again, this looks like a funeral. And we're gathered here today to mourn Bart Winkler.
This is not a funeral. This is a celebration of podcast. Yes,
your comeback, you know?
This is the celebration of show. Yeah. What else does anyone want to talk about?
Hey, so has Chuck reached out to you?
That's personal, but I guess I'll answer. Yeah, we talked.
Okay. So he's happy for you?
I believe that Chuck is happy for me, yes.
Now, Tony's a good shit stirrer here.
Well, because
he's like asking the questions that are going to get the headlines.
Here's the deal. Chuck was afraid to go on Bart's show because it wasn't big enough. Not big enough platform.
No,
Chuck was your old host, right? No,
yeah.
No, yeah, he was a nice guy.
And now Chuck is working in where? Fondy? Where is he working? Zach's never even heard of the city that Chuck
where I'm from. It's in my goddamn announcement.
Fond du Lac.
Yeah.
Fond you, did you say?
Hey, I did my old station.
The cheese dip and stuff?
I did my old station a favor by adding them in my fucking press release. Okay.
They put that as much as the Milwaukee part.
Well, I was a big you guys, if you don't know my Fond du Lac run, you are missing out.
What are the all-time great runs in radio?
That's like Stern in DC. I just didn't catch that part.
I worked out of the same studio that the legendary Johnny B worked out of, okay? Anyone? Johnny B? Chicago legend? Johnny B. John Brandmeier.
Brandmeier. Yeah. Brandmeier. Yep.
You would know.
Yep.
Good job. There you go. Any other controversial takes? Doug's still here.
By the way, what was the take about Rodgers becoming the next coach?
That's just
like, there are dumb takes, and then there's that take.
Hey, Gelb, let me ask you this, Gelb, since you're an outsider and you watched a lot of city football this year. Do you think Matt LaFleur should get fired?
I don't think he's a good coach. I also got like slammed by Packers fans when I wouldn't call him a top 10 coach when he was winning all those games. So I'm not a believer, but I think you need to bring him back next year with Love, because they're going to go and have another stab at this one and just see what it is.
You got to give credit for the Jordan Love, though, the way he's come on and developed him, though.
Well, he's been up and down. You know, it's what I kind of expected from Jordan Love this year. At the end of the year, I think there will be enough tangible throws that you'll say, okay, he could be someone that could be solid, but do I know if he's going to be great right now? No, I would not say that.
Well, even this last game, though, it looked like he could have easily won if the defense did anything the entire game, right? Like, he definitely has the ability to, like, turn it on and look like a legit, like, top-level quarterback.
Yeah, and also the Giant game, you know, 2 games ago, like, what I was encouraged by, he had a slow start, but he scored the touchdown, and the defense just crapped the bed at the end, too. You know, you let Tommy Cutlets drive down the field.
If the defense did a halfway decent job, we'd be talking about Jordan Love being like an MVP candidate right now or something, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like how funny football is.
MVP, let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Come on, did you say hot takes? Come on, let's go. Hot take Jake's not here. We got to do a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, and you're wearing sunglasses, MVP, so I don't know what your MVP, eyes look like right now.
Gelb, MVP is the most no-brainer it's been in 15 years.
Okay. And yours would be?
Lamar Jackson.
I don't really have a problem with that. But
well, okay, let me butt in.
Okay.
A long time ago, these leagues wanted to decide who the best player of the league was and give them an award, right? That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But they named it most valuable player.
Yeah, so most valuable quarterback now.
Who's the most valuable player? If you're going to say, well, it could be Brock Purdy, it could be McCaffrey, guess what? Neither. It's Lamar Jackson.
I don't have a vote, but if I had a vote, it would be between Tyreek.
Did you have a Heisman vote? Also, I didn't quite see. McCaffrey. Did you have a Heisman vote? I didn't quite.
Yes, I do.
Did you reveal who you voted for?
Yeah, I voted for Jaden Daniels 1, Michael Penix 2, and Bo Nix 3. Oh. I do have some regret, though, not putting Marvin Harrison Jr. 3. I contemplated that, but I thought Nix was really going to win it going into Pac-12 championship weekend. And then DeBoer and Washington won, where somehow they were a 9.5-point underdog when they beat Oregon earlier in the year.
What's it like to have a vote for something that matters? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's interesting because you put the vote out there, and it's kind of like when you put a take out there. Half the people will love the people you vote for, and half the people will want to eviscerate you. So it is what it is.
Last time I voted for anything, I was judging a battle of the bands in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
That's important. That band could be on American Bandstand next. You don't know.
They did a cover of Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs that I thought was incredible. Yeah. And I gave them all 10s. And then everybody else said they fucking sucked. They took last place.
But this is why you're here and you have the Bart Winkler show and they don't.
And I went up to the band after. I was like, guys, I want to know. I voted for you. And they're like, yeah, thanks. We just appreciated the gig.
Yeah, Gelb, you don't have a Hall of Fame for a vote for baseball, do you?
No.
Vote for Roger Clemens and these guys, Barry Bonds. Would you vote for them?
Roger Clemens is my least favorite baseball player ever. What? I despise the man, but I would easily vote him for the Hall of Fame. I put all the steroid guys in if they had the stats.
Just curious. I would too.
Yeah, I hate Clemens because I'm a Piazza guy.
I'm going to take my kid to Cooperstown someday, and we're going to walk through, and then I'm going to go back to my car and be like, all right, son, here's everyone else that's good that's not in here for some fucking reason.
Yeah,
I'm going to miss not being able to swear. God damn it.
That is true. Well, that swear button, buddy.
Just if you do swear, make sure the dump button gets it, all right?
But I have done good. I have not sworn. I've done good. I can, my brain can separate the two.
You've been a good degenerate. There's no doubt about it.
He's going to have a real.
Speaking of degenerate, I know death threats are bad. I understand that. But can I DM Alvin Kamara and just be like, I'm disappointed in you a little bit, guy? Can I do that?
Why? Did you have him fantasy tonight or something like that?
I did. Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah. But also, like, Derek Carr is
terrible.
The most mid, like, quarterback ever. And just because he threw two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter and made this a game when it was a blowout, like, the stats will look better, and then his brother will tweet about how great he is statistically. I am sick and tired of talking about Derek Carr. The guy, everyone tries to make him, like, all the way up here, and he's just, like, not a good quarterback. He is just an average, slightly above average quarterback.
Do you think Devontae really went to Vegas for him, or do you think that was just all an act?
Well, they had the Fresno State connection, and then the whole family component of it. And ultimately, I do think he just got tired that the Packers were putting all their attention and all their focus on Rodgers, and he was then, like, the next person. And even though they ended up making him a great offer and he left money on the table, I think he just got fed up with the situation. But, you know, there's a chance he tries to force a trade this offseason and wind back up with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I would trade Jair for Devontae right now.
Derek Carr is what Kirk Cousins was when he was in D.C.
I think that's disrespectful, though, to Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a lot better quarterback than Derek Carr.
Not now. Kirk Cousins is definitely better now. But when he was in D.C., he didn't win anything, but he always had good stats.
Yeah, but at least he had the "you like that" moment. Like, every time I see Derek Carr, he just has that "woe is me" look on the sideline. And it drives me bonkers.
He's screaming at his receivers, like, "Why'd you run the wrong route?"
And I know Jalen Hurts isn't playing well right now, but his brother had the dumbest take. Like, even as bad as Jake's take earlier about Rodgers being the head coach of the team, when he's like, "Oh, the Eagles should bench Jalen Hurts and go to Marcus Mariota." Like, what?
The guy who quit on his team last year and Netflix didn't want to show it? Marcus Mariota?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you in on Howell?
I'm back and forth. I think if they're sitting where they're at, they're going to have to probably take a quarterback. But if they win a game or two down the stretch, probably Howell next year.
So what's your two or three guys that you want to see coach this team, though, next year?
I would like EB, but not as a play caller. Mm-hmm. I like his motivational ability. I don't necessarily love his play calling. Ben Johnson, I guess. Slowick, kind of all the hot names for, you know, offensive minds. But I think Ben Johnson, Slowick. But I really like EB, the coach. I just don't necessarily love his offensive philosophy. But at the same point, Jacoby Brissett comes in and his offense looks 100 times better in half, right? Like, in a quarter. So I don't know if it's just Sam Howell's not running it correctly. So I honestly don't know. I like EB, though.
Gotcha.
Test user says Toby answered that question like it was a job interview. That was just Toby talking about sports. That's what Toby is. I wanted to bring up, I opened a pack of cards the other night. I got an Eric Bieniemy rookie card.
Oh.
Yep.
Speaking of, here's a 91 score pack.
Ooh, let's guess.
I thought you were going to say, here's Eric Bieniemy right now.
In the Eric Jerry Olavsky?
That's Steelers? Who is that?
Well, you saw it. Scott Studwell.
Bill.
Vikings. We could see the back end of the card, buddy.
Chip Lowmiller. Chip Lowmiller. This is 91 score. Chip Lowmiller.
Colts.
Mm-mm.
Browns.
Toby, that's your guy.
Oh, Skins? Yeah, I don't know.
Kicker.
Oh.
What about linebacker Ron Holmes?
Lions.
Broncos.
Ah, we were close.
I've never heard of only Chip. I don't know how to say that guy's name. Oh, we all know this. Andre Reed.
Bills? Oh, yeah. The Buffalo Bills. I know that one.
All-pro cornerback Albert Lewis.
Chiefs.
There you go. Punter Jeff Gossett.
That's a rough name for a punter.
This is a rough fucking pack, dude.
Yeah.
Raiders. Mike Wilcher, linebacker.
Bengals?
Rams. Ooh, Daron Cherry.
Ooh, Daron Cherry. That's another Chief.
Yes, sir.
Former hockey guy for a second.
Tony was a Chiefs fan in the 80s and 90s.
How about two you should get? Cortez Kennedy?
Seahawks.
And how about Bob Golic?
Raider. Browns.
No, Saved by the Bell.
Oh, the college years though, Bart. 93.
Yeah, the Raiders.
Oh, Raiders. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was right. I got one right.
That's a shitty pack.
That was horrible.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Another pack.
One more.
That was garbage.
Tony, this pack's not going to be any better. Bart's had these cards in his basement for 35 years. No wonder why they're all these old heads.
91 or
95? I actually ordered new ones just for this.
Is there a couple?
There's no current player in there.
Is there gum in that?
No. All right. NFL Upper Deck.
All right.
91. The winner will get
Bart's show on CBS Sports Radio. Funeral. Bart's
show. Harold Green.
Harold Green.
Running backs.
Rams.
Bengals.
Mm.
That was my next guess.
Ooh. Freddie Joe Nunn.
Freddie Joe Nunn. Oh, man.
Defensive end.
Colts.
Fuck.
Nope.
Oilers.
Nope. Cardinals.
The Nun played on Sundays?
Well done.
How about punt returner, kick returner, Clarence Verdon?
Ooh.
Raiders.
Colts.
Colts.
Oh, one time I don't guess the Colts.
Safety, Mark Carrier.
That's Broncos.
Anyone else?
Browns.
No idea. Raiders.
Da Bears.
Ah!
Henry Ellard, wide receiver.
You say Carl Ellard?
Henry Ellard.
Henry Ellard. Henry Ellard.
He was the Rams?
The Rams.
Oh, yeah. Rammy Ramadling Dong. Big dub tonight. Where's that put the Packers? Guard Toby Jim Richter.
So lost.
Redskins.
Guard Jim Richter.
I don't know the trenches.
Bills.
Rod
Woodson.
The Steelers.
Steelers.
So did I ever tell this
Ravens.
Story? Did I ever tell this story? Hall of Fame. Leroy Butler gets in. Dan Fouts.
Packers. Leroy Butler's Packers.
Oh. Dan Fouts.
Chargers.
Dan Fouts. Game is over. Dan Fouts is Doug's typing. Pretty sure I'm winning. Doug's right there. Dan Fouts is doing all the names. And for Charles Woodson, because he goes, all the old people come back. You know, and they do the line, and it's like, maybe you've seen on TV. He calls Charles Woodson Rod Woodson.
Oh.
And Charles did not come out. They had to like talk him down. He was fucking pissed.
Wow.
Like calling you Henry Winkler.
Yeah, like having a big fat elbow for my face.
Do you think he'll remember that?
Charles Woodson?
Yeah.
We're going to have him on and ask him?
What, was this when Leroy was going into the hall?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was like, what, 3 years ago?
It was actually
2 years
two ago. Days before the station went away.
Oh. I actually do remember that now.
Wasn't it it was that special thing in the I can't remember. We
the road
you didn't
to Tammany like, or something. I remember that.
Yeah, it's not like televised. I remember you saying that story.
Yeah. Oh, I did bring it up?
I don't know if you said it on air, but you told us about it.
Oh. Well, look at me. I think that's all I got tonight, guys.
All right.
I got one more card for you.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Smirlus.
Oh, Smirlus. He was a Bengal.
Buffalo Bill.
Good job by Tony.
What?
Nose tackle.
I got a card.
I don't know why I thought of Fred Smirlus. That was the name that I just had that I pulled out of my ass.
Jeff Query.
Oh, we're not doing this again.
Ed West.
Green.
Hey, this is an uncut sheet of the 90 Packers.
Oh, one of the worst teams ever.
I got every interview.
That board is older than Toby and I combined, honestly.
Right?
I got every autograph except for Brent Fullwood.
You want to hear my pet peeve?
I got that one.
So the Redskins have like three legendary teams. And I hate how we treat like Santana Moss and these same dudes with like the same royalty as Brian Mitchell, as dudes that actually won Super Bowls. Like, we get, like it's like, I don't know if it happened with the Packers, but people like fall in love with like sucky players. And then like, they just forget about the guys that
what
actually won
Super Bowls. What side of the stadium is the Rod Gardner statue on?
I'm not sure.
Hey, here's some Brent Fullwood action for you right here. Brent Fullwood.
Oh fuck. That's the one I need.
But like we had the Skins had like an alumni thing and they're like announcing all the years and it's like Doug Williams should get a huge ovation, but everybody's like excited for Chris Cooley or something like
what?
That. Like, nothing against Chris Cooley or Santana Moss. I love those guys. Those are my childhood. But mm-hmm. Doug Williams won a Super Bowl.
He like, made my brother cry. So yeah, he deserves trophies.
Well, they're sometimes just fan. Like I'm not saying Doug Williams shouldn't be a fan favorite. Obviously everyone should love him, but there's just some guys that are, Chris Cooley wasn't random, but they just get a little extra love from the fan base, you know?
Especially no, and I get that.
Younger
I'm just,
fan base too.
I just hate like when you have like legendary portions of the franchise and like dudes that were just there when they were winning five games a year are like
oh, gotcha.
Talked about and loved more than the guys who actually did something on the football field.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
How are the Danny Werfel years regarded?
He's straight.
Yes, Toby, Doug. How would you rate? My brother asked me what jersey I want for Christmas, and I told him Chuck Cecil. Do you think he's technically a Packer legend?
I wouldn't even know, man.
Yeah,
I'm not the right guy to ask.
No, I'd answer that. Well, Toby's not a Packer fan. Yeah, he's.
I know. I just was wondering if he was aware of him.
Not really.
He was a hard-hitting son of a bitch wearing number 26.
He also was like the greatest player in history of the University of Arizona, and now he coaches them. So that's kind of fun to fact too.
Yeah, kind of fun. Good way to describe it.
You know what jersey you
it's
should get?
Packers trivia.
You may already have this jersey. Get a Jeff Janis jersey.
Yes.
Isn't that your favorite person, Bart?
He now runs Janis Auto and Tire in Saginaw, Michigan.
But you're a big Jeff Janis guy. Wasn't there like some like I remember like didn't Horvat get him on or something like that or do a cameo?
Ellerson did.
Yes. Oh.
Jeff Janis was one of those guys that everyone was fawning over, and I was so irritated by it because he sucked that I just decided to go all in and just like it. He was like the in-season tournament of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he was. He had like two games where he was amazing.
Like,
by the way, do you think if Rodgers became the coach of the Packers, he would do his press conferences like from those darkness retreats? You think he would do that?
Oh, I think he would be like,
well, he'd only answer questions from Pat McAfee.
Yeah. He'd be like, I'm tired of being canceled as he's sitting in the Secaucus studios.
Hey, at least him and Campbell could like, you know, just say like, hey, no questions other than this. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least there'd be some unity.
Yeah. Bart, you were probably a believer that he was going to come back and play this year, right? That was real genuine, right?
But then they said he was done, and then the next day it was a story that he was off the IR. Like, it won't end.
Yeah. Did you see the fullback that they cut that I guess they're bringing back?
Yeah, his wife's cute.
That's what I was going to say. His wife, if you're a fan of the Jersey Shore, there was a big thing earlier where Angelina from the Jersey Shore was sliding into that player's DMs, and then the wife put her on blast. This was early in the year. So
really?
This fullback's been getting a lot of action in more ways than one.
Interesting.
I did want to say that Doug Hype is exactly what I wanted Tim Shea to be.
Thank you. That's
Doug looks pretty cool. Podcast.
Yeah.
And you can't see it here because
good times.
The logo is blocking it, but I'm actually drinking Carry the BG or beer, Carry the G beer. You know, the
I like Carry the G. I met those guys in Shorewood.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I shot a promo for them. I fucking love that shit.
Yeah, it is good beer.
There it is.
Okay, well, now I am going to be done. Gelb, it's nice of you to jump on.
Well, the only reason I jumped on is because I was trying to keep this going to 2 a.m., you know, get the reps in for you, make sure that you're up alive and well mm-hmm. and ready to go.
muscle memory, Gelb, right? Yeah.
There's no load management here. We are not an NBA team. We expect you to show up each and every night.
There's been so many nights this week where I've been like so tired and I look at the clock and it's
We expect an after show.
It's like, oh my God, it's 8:35. Fuck.
As Bart's agent, Doug, we will not be accepting the after show after Bart's show.
That's right.
Unless there's like a big Bucks win or something like that. Like they win a championship and you're live on the air for it, you know. You may have to do an after show.
Oh, if it's a clinching night, I'm taking that's an off day.
You can't say that this early. You got to wait a few months.
No, no. They got a full list of off days.
No, he'll fall asleep on the couch in the studio and then host from 5 to 10.
What I am, how about this? What a great guy I am. I don't really start till January 2nd, but I said, I am going to work January 1st.
Ah, so you're a schmuck.
I want to be in for the games, man. I got to be in for the games.
Oh, okay.
Because when Alabama gets railroaded by Michigan, I want to cock off that Florida State didn't get in.
Yes,
see, please. I want to see Michigan win. I don't dislike Alabama, but I think Michigan's going to win like 23-20, but I'm really concerned how much you're hyping up Michigan that this means Alabama's going to roll. It'd be very fitting that a new CBS Sports radio host gets here, right, Monday through Friday, makes a big take, Alabama's going to get destroyed, and then they're like, "Up, idiot CBS Sports radio host is already off to a hot start." I mean, we're on a bunch of stations in Alabama. Like, I could see it now.
I'll write that article.
Yeah. The winner of the title game is actually on the other side of the bracket. Michael Penix Jr., motivated by his silver award from Zach Gelb's Heisman voting, will lead Washington to a championship. That's what I feel.
That's crazy. Like Kalen DeBoer, I think, has lost like 12 games ever since becoming a head coach.
He was on your show again today, wasn't he?
Yeah, I like Kalen. He's a good coach. We've had him on since.
I like Kalen. Wow, not even Coach DeBoer.
Coach, wow. Coach Kalen. You know,
he's a big guest.
Appreciate it.
You're gonna get big guests from 10 to 2. All the West Coasters.
Maybe my brother can get me like.
Yeah, hold on.
Hey, Klay Thompson.
No, screw that. We need Draymond. I think that'd be an easy buck these days.
Yeah. Hey, I'll get you in contact with Jordan Poole and just don't tell him and have him on the air at the same time.
They play Friday. They're in town.
That's right. Yeah. Let's go. Pretty cool.
Jordan Poole thought getting punched by Draymond Green was bad. Wait until Bart Winkler hangs up on him.
No doubt. Yeah, do I have to like get in trouble and make news stories like you're always up to?
No, yeah, just do what you do, Bart.
Comes natural.
Yeah, what will my first feud be? I'm excited.
But unlike CBS Sports, unlike the Warriors, though, we won't tolerate you if you're being a pain in the ass like Draymond Green.
Well, I got nobody to punch. I'm by myself here in flyover country.
Yeah. So do I have to come visit you? Is that what do we need to do something? Like, do I need to come visit you a few months into this show?
You can. I want to come out there.
Oh, okay. Should we do a home and home?
Yeah.
I go to Carnivore. You like come here. We'll take you to Katz's Deli or something.
It's a barrel. Either way. I've only been to New York 7 hours in my life.
Really?
Yeah. You want the Bills game?
No. We had a wedding on Long Island.
Ooh.
Where in Long Island? That's where I'm from. Do you remember?
The very end.
The Hamptons?
No. Fuck. Quad. It was nice though.
Patchogue.
I know it was past Rakukamanga. It was past there.
Ronkonkoma?
Yeah, Ronkonkoma. I was thinking of Rancho Cucamonga. I think it was. Fuck, where was this wedding?
Riverhead? Just so you know,
Landers. Riverhead.
Go ahead, Doug.
I was gonna say, Zach. Doug, I'm just going and commenting on all your tweets right now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
That's
can you guys? You guys should guess who has more Twitter followers, me or Zach?
I'm guessing it's you somehow.
No, it's Zach, but it's close.
Grant Bill says, bring Gelb to lacrosse.
You got to show him Fondy.
Yeah, Zach, you want to come to my hometown, Fondy?
How far is that from Milwaukee?
It's an hour. Fondy's like if Long Island was in Wisconsin.
If Long Island was in Wisconsin. What part of Long Island?
The shittiest fucking... The part of Long Island where no one leaves.
Gotcha.
Shit, am I like the biggest thing out of Fond du Lac history now? You know, Travis Diener.
Isn't Gantner from there?
Well, he's technically from Eden, which is bullshit, but... All right, I am done now. Did I say that three times?
Yeah, I think this is a good time to wrap it up.
I think 30 minutes ago was a good time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Is well, this what hour three and four of the show is going to be like?
Yeah. Well, I did 80 minutes.
Gelb, did I ever tell you Bart's line for me when we worked together? He said, got a 4-hour show. 3 hours are going to be good. One of them is going to be bad. I just don't know which hour it's going to be yet.
That's encouraging. You signed that contract, right, Bart?
It's a lot signed, sealed, and delivered.
Good to know.
Well, come on. I mean, 4-hour show. Gelby, now you're down to three. You got it. Three is the perfect amount of time.
I'm known as the Bart Winkler guy. Once Bart's show starts, I'm going to be like, I don't know this guy at all. I have no clue
who this guy is.
Yeah, I thought he was Harry Winkler. That's what I was advocating about.
I don't know. But that was true, Toby. 1 hour was usually shit.
Just depended upon what day it was.
And we never knew. You never knew. It was the fun part.
Yeah, it could be the 6, could be the 9. Who knows?
Yeah.
The only thing I ask for my fee here, Bart, is I would like a case of Spotted Cow, honestly.
I could do that for you.
That's it. You know, get me some Spotted Cow. You get that stuff in New York, man.
Ooh. Zach, have you had Carry the G beer yet?
No.
It's pretty damn good, actually. It's a cream ale.
Is it just a Wisconsin beer?
It's a Cheesehead TV's beer, which is, you know, one of the Packer fans channels.
Who's the main guy at Cheesehead's?
Aaron Nagler.
TV? Nagler.
Yeah. I remember there was a few years ago. I have no issues with him. I don't like know him, but I remember he had something about Darren Waller, and then we had Florio on, and Florio just dumped all over the report, and I was like caught all in the crossfire of the Cheesehead TV.
Well, Florio is like the Wisconsin the Vikings guy, so there's a whole lot of crossfire. Oh,
so there's some good fighting between there. I just was caught up in the fight, and I loved it.
Florio is always trying to secretly undercut the Packers, whoever, you know. He's like, he's very sneaky about it.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I've been a nuisance in Florio's side.
I'm a Florio fan. I'm an Aaron fan. So I'm a fan of both. I'm like a politician right now.
Oh, I like Nagler. Corey Banky, the other guy, hates my guts.
Well, who was the Packers? Didn't you have a Packers beat writer that hated you?
Rob, well, where do you want to begin?
It's probably just to say which one doesn't.
Tomofsky.
Tomofsky hates me. Matt Schneidman hates me.
I don't like any of those guys anyways, Bart.
Well, Matt Schneidman doesn't like me because I tweeted out once that his articles are like if a fifth grader wrote an article in crayon.
Oh.
So that was a mistake.
Why can't people take criticism these days, you know?
Yeah, why am I supposed to take all this criticism all the time? I can't criticize no one.
Yeah.
We need
so is this a midlife crisis, Doug, just wondering that you're going through right now?
Oh, people say that a lot, and it could be true, but also I've worked my whole life in like Hollywood and filmmaking and stuff. And so one day I decide I've mostly been behind the camera. One day I was like, I guess I'm gonna be on camera now. So you know how it is.
So, I've been doing this show for a year and a half. I've never had Doug as a guest. Like, he just jumped on tonight. I don't know this guy.
Is that serious?
Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was like just that was like
no, Toby's a dear friend. Tony, I've gotten to know very well. I love Tony.
I kind of like this guy, Doug.
Well, thanks. I like him too.
I love this show. I just always have been putting it on in the background when I'm working. And when I heard that you got this gig and the show might not be on anymore, I'm like, I just got to jump in and like, you know, say congrats, hang out with you guys.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, because like my antenna is pretty good at reading these things, like when someone's about to prank you. And I thought when Doug first started speaking, I'm like, oh, there's gonna be some prank here. But then the more and more he keeps talking,
I started to
I'm
think
like,
about putting like
dude.
Fun stuff behind me, but like I'm not like yeah. a real prank guy. But this is a character I play though for fun. It's just like a fun thing.
Don't worry, we're in a text chain, all of us, and Toby already did a background check on you to make sure that you were good. So
oh, that's good. That's good. You can go on my Twitter and see all the things I do. You know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Fun.
And I work with Cheesehead Doug TV. Doug's like the he's like the most casual. Like,
yeah,
he's like, yeah,
he's a good plugger.
I'm not gonna tell you what I do. If you want to check out my Twitter, that's all right. I almost have as many followers.
There's promos for Cheesehead TV on there too, FYI, which is a rival show to this show. So I am technically
it's not a rival show.
Yeah, how do you have a rival show? Like,
I don't know. It's just fun, yeah. right? Well, a lot of people will pick. They'll be like, I'm a Nagler guy or I'm a Winkler guy. And a lot of fans do that stuff, right? I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. I'm a Nagler guy. Well,
but Nagler's well, on the show.
I know.
You'll see even on CBS Sports Radio. Like, people will start to be like, oh, I'm a this and this guy. And then the other shows could all F off. And it's like, we're all one team at the end of the day. You know, we just like to bust each other's chops.
Yeah, why not have different opinions? Who cares, bro?
Yeah.
But yeah, Zach, I love your content, your stuff and everything, your show. I wasn't aware of it, but it's fantastic. Toby, you sound like you're fantastic at what you do. Tony from Texas, though, like I need to know more about Toby or Tony from Texas, you know?
Tony's going to replace him Bart on CBS Sports
Radio.
He's going to
replace him.
Tony is a very passionate AAU coach who spends as much time with his team as he does with their mothers.
Allegedly.
You alleged it.
I got the
meatloaf.
I got recruiting going on right now, Bart. You know, it's recruiting season.
So this is like a new version of Wedding Crashers, but instead it's like, you know, Doug, middle school moms crashers.
Making dreams for the kids and the moms.
All right, guys.
Tony's in the transfer portal a lot.
I'm ending the show. That's what he's trying to say. I'm ending the show.
Okay, Bart. I'm with you. Have a good night, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Bart, get some sleep. You look a little bit tired. I'm a little concerned. January 2nd's right around the corner.
First.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the first. Soft launch.
I got to get up and take my kid to the museum tomorrow.
Gotcha. All righty, guys. Cool. I'll catch you. Nice to meet you, Doug.
Nice to meet you guys, too. It was awesome. Thank you so much.
Toby, good to see you. Bart. Welcome aboard.
Adios.
Thanks, Kelby. Bullshit, guys.
See, this is proof I'm an actual Packer fan, guys. Look at this.
I never doubted you.
Jeff Query, do you think I should get like a mullet?
We got like the same team, dude.
I'm telling you, bro.
Query's on here.
Is he? That's awesome. All right. So what part of Wisconsin are you in right now?
Milwaukee.
You're in Milwaukee. Okay. The next time I come there and shoot content, I'll do it for Cheesehead TV and Bart Winkler show. Even if it doesn't exist, I'll just make up a promo for a fake show. You know, this show, whatever this thing
well,
is.
Well, I got a new show and I'm still going to do this a little
bit. Whatever's happening, I'm just saying that, like, right. I'm in.
All right. Do you follow me? Do I follow you?
On what? On what socials?
The shitty one.
Like Twitter?
Yeah.
That's actually where I live and work on Twitter. I do like other stuff, but yeah. Let's find
Doug Bart. Hype.
Yeah, it's just my name.
Doug Hype. Okay. Did you retweet about Liv Morgan lately?
Did I? I don't think so. Here, I'm DMing you right now. I'm following you. Hello from Hype.
Oh, yeah. All right. There it is.
There it okay. is. There okay. it is. Hey, 13,000 followers. Let's go, baby. Let's make that 13,000. But yeah, no, I host like Twitter spaces and do a bunch of stuff and like Web3 gaming and whatever stuff, fun things. But like the most important thing are the Green Bay Packers, though. Number one.
All right, Doug Hype. Thanks, Doug. Bye, Doug. All right. And Toby, thank you. This is not my last show, but you were on my first show, so it's also nice that you're here.
Yeah, of course. I'm still always available, and I'm always available 10p to 2a because I have no life.
I haven't mentioned happyplacehemp.com yet, so go to the site, please. 25% off your order, happyplacehemp.com. Joe finally got an order. He got all the sampler packs. Gelb wants a closing statement from you.
From me?
Yeah, for your job interview with Gelb.
I'm not cut out for New York. I'm cut out for DC, where all our teams suck. So I'll stay where I'm at. But I appreciate it.
What would you say is your greatest weakness?
My greatest weakness is I'm not funny. I'm not really that entertaining. But if you ask me random stats, I probably know them.
Why am I laughing then?
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. And now I'm done. Good night.